Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Thursday of the Sunday next before Advent. The lesson is taken from Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17.
And to the angel of the church at Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, if thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
I love the words with which the Alpha and Omega closes each message to the seven churches. They are each a picture of what life with Christ will be like in heaven for those who prove faithful. They are the most persuasive motivators for those who dare to imagine them. How would you like to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God? That tree of life, I believe, is Jesus himself, who is also the bread of heaven. How would you like to be given the crown of life, and then be immune from the second death? Today we hear from our Lord himself that to those who overcome, he will give some of the hidden manna to eat. What is this hidden manna? Your Sunday school teacher was right. The answer is Jesus. He is the manna, the bread of God that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6:31. He is the bread which will give us eternal life if we eat it. This brings up an interesting time element, and thankfully so, because it helps me to see how the words of Jesus are relevant even in my life today. We shouldn't assume that what Jesus says in Revelation about the rewards of the faithful are only for the life to come. In this case, the reward, which is the hidden manna, is also the means to the reward. How shall we obtain this hidden manna? By feeding on our daily bread, the bread of heaven, Jesus Christ, who gives us his life for the life of the world. Another way of seeing this is that even in this life, we begin to partake of and participate in the great reward God has reserved for those who are faithful to him. Even in this life, we are allowed to share our life with Jesus and feed off him and live in and through him. Those who overcome and persevere will also be given a new name. This new name is said to be known by none except the one who receives it. I don't think that the meaning is that the name will be unknown as in secret, but will be known in the existential Adam knew Eve sense of knowing. Only those who receive Jesus Christ will know the new name, which I believe is the name of Christ himself. Names in the Bible are very important, and when there is a change in someone's nature, there is also a change in his name. Abram becomes Abraham. Daniel in captivity becomes Belteshazzar. Saul becomes Paul, and you and I become Christians. While Daniel was named Belteshazzar to mark the rule of the Babylonians over him, we are called Christians to mark us as servants of Jesus Christ. But we are much more than servants, we are partakers of Christ. To those who overcome and keep Jesus' works to the end, he will give power over the nations. Look at the astonishing things Jesus says about you and me if we persevere in verses 2 through 6. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, they shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessel. These are words from Psalm 2, spoken of the Messiah of Jesus. But Jesus says to those who keep his works to the end, he will give power over the nations, quoting Psalm 2. We shall reign with Christ. These are amazing privileges and rewards that Jesus promises to those who are faithful to him. When in the course of our daily round and trivial tasks, it seems as if we are defeated, we should remember what the Lord has promised us. When it seems as if the nations are raging and the people are imagining vain things, we should remember the Lord who sits in the heavens. Practice today seeing the one like the Son of Man, whose head and hair are white like wool or snow, and whose eyes are like a flame of fire. Remember the one whose feet are like fine brass, and whose voice is the sound of many waters. See the one out of whose mouth the two-edged sword comes, and whose countenance is like the sun shining in its strength, and feed off the one who is even in this life, the manna from heaven, and the bread of life. Especially today when you eat the bread of life, remember to offer thanks. Remember the Lord and his promises today, it will transfigure your day.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always With Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.